From Washington, this is VOA News. Malaysian Airlines flight still missing. More Russian seizures of Ukrainian military bases. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Malaysian officials say they are set to significantly expand the search area for a missing Malaysian Airlines passenger jet that vanished last Saturday with 239 people on board. Dozens of ships and planes from several countries are searching within a 92-kilometer radius from the point where the plane disappeared over the South China Sea. The mystery deepened Monday, with investigators concluding that oil slicks found off the coast of Vietnam are not connected to the disappearing aircraft. VOA's William Ide reports.
The little information that has emerged from the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has frustrated increasingly desperate families and authorities who are still searching for the plane. In Malaysia Monday, Transportation Minister Hishamuddin Bintun Hussein urged people to refrain from repeating rumors until authorities are able to verify what happened.
Because it affects our exercise of search and rescue.
Authorities continue to investigate the identities of two passengers on board the plane who were traveling with stolen passports. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Russia is accusing far-right activists in Ukraine and the pro-Western Kiev government of creating chaos in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine, as pro-Russian forces continue to seize Ukrainian military bases in the Crimean Peninsula. A Russian foreign ministry statement, which singled out the far-right Ukrainian group known as Right Sector, also accused Western governments of ignoring the violence. The statement came as the Ukrainian Defense Department said armed men in uniforms surrounded and seized a Crimean naval base at Chernomorskoye and a military hospital in Simferopol. Ukraine's interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk will discuss the political crisis during talks at the White House Wednesday with President Obama. Meanwhile, the Crimean government officially invited the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to monitor a March 16th referendum that will ask voters if they would like Crimea to become part of Russia. Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency is warning Afghans against participating in the April 5th presidential election and ordered its fighters to use all force possible to disrupt it. This is the Taliban's first formal threat of violence to prevent the vote. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The upcoming presidential election is considered key to Afghanistan's stability after the NATO-led coalition ends its combat mission in December. The poll would mark the country's first democratic transfer of power. But security remains the biggest challenge facing the democratic process, and the Taliban threat is likely to fuel those fears. A Taliban statement Monday condemned the election as an American conspiracy, urging Afghans to completely reject it and not put themselves in danger by going to the polls. It said Taliban fighters have been ordered to disrupt the elections. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is not endorsing any candidate and promising to remain neutral in the election. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un was elected to the country's highest legislative body. He received 100% of the votes in his district. All those who turned out for the election cast their ballots for him. The vote was the first in 5 years and the first under Kim Jong-un, who can now add Member of Parliament to his other titles. Libyan officials say government forces have seized a tanker loaded with crude oil that a separatist militia was attempting to export in defiance of the country's central authorities. Military and oil industry sources say that the Libyan Navy had intercepted the ship as it was attempting to leave the eastern port of Asidra. The vessel is North Korea flagged, but it's not clear who actually owns it. In Nepal, police have arrested at least 9 Tibetans as part of an increase in security for the 55th anniversary of the Tibetan uprising against Chinese rule. Authorities in Kathmandu say they detained 5 people who were staging a small demonstration outside the Chinese embassy. 4 others are taken into custody in other areas of the Nepalese capital. And a group of Greek Orthodox nuns held by rebels since December are back in Syria, a day after being released to neighboring Lebanon. The 13 nuns and 3 attendants arrived Monday in a small town near the border, about 30 kilometers northwest of Damascus. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website at voanews.com.